We are on the edge of our seats as we watch the Camellia Bowl. Am I saying that right? I don't know how to say Camellia. Am I saying it right? Camellia?
Sounds right.
Camellia Bowl. 6-6 Georgia Southern versus 6-6 Buffalo.
Oof.
Somebody's coming away with a losing record. Somebody's coming away with a winning season. Once I determine which team is wearing which color, I will give you an update on how the game is progressing. I believe Georgia Southern's in white and is advancing the ball down the field, but it's near the middle of the field. Nobody's the threat to score a whole lot.
Yeah.
But it's bowl week, so we will keep you updated on all the bowl games. We'll do all our betting on bowl games this week so that you can know what the lines are, so that you can waste your money.
There you go.
Assuming you're at a place where it's legal.
Sure.
I did not put tunes in the document to request. Sometimes I have like specific tunes that I want.
Yeah.
I was curious what your move was as far as like how long does Christmas music play after Christmas?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The stations that play Christmas music tend to, on the 26th, they flip right back. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm not alone here. There's a lot of people, both, A, you got multiple family or just schedules that are weird or whatever.
Yeah.
People work. I mean, we see all these athletes that have games on Christmas Day. Well, then their family might just say, well, okay, well, on the 26th, we'll just do the opening presents and the family meal, whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I think you can get value out of
easing out
playing
of it.
Christmas music for a couple more days. Now, again, the 27th, I wasn't going to come in here and be like, oh, baby.
All Christmas.
Wall-to-wall Christmas music. Yeah. There are a couple that reference, New Year's. There's a couple that I feel like fit in this between time.
Yeah.
But,
See, I have worked at a station in my time where they would play Christmas music all the way until New Year's. It's a little much for me. It's a little much. For me personally, when I'm done doing Christmas things, like...
Right.
Because I've also do the post-Christmas
stuff.
That's
what
stuff.
I mean. Like, in fact, yeah. Right now, my family may be gathering. I had multiple different family gatherings, but partly scheduled. Got a sister who lives in New York.
Yeah.
She came down with her family for a stop in Raleigh, and then they're headed to the beach for a week of vacation with my mom, right? So, I could be... at Christmas with them right now for what would be my third or fourth straight day of Christmas. But instead, their flight got delayed. And so...
extend it, though.
Maybe, like, in theory, my voice is there and the rest of them are together. Yeah. If they, if they're listening to me while they open presents, I don't know. But, like, it would have made sense for them to be playing Christmas music right now because they are doing their first Christmas together.
Sure.
Even though we are the 27th.
Yes. As soon as I'm done doing Christmas things, though, like, I'm good.
So it's whenever Victoria
over.
Is done doing Christmas
for
things,
me personally.
The rest of us
no.
Have to
just
stop
for
listening
me personally.
To Christmas music.
Like, I'm not listening to it in my car. But hey, if you want to keep listening to Christmas music until June, that's on you.
All right, we'll talk Christmas music and other topics with Will Brinson, CBS Sports, and the Pick 6 Podcast. Joining us now, Brinson, what's going on?
What's up, man? How you doing? Happy holidays.
Same to you. How long did the Christmas tunes roll in your house?
So my mom is pretty fierce about the day after Christmas. Like, there are no decorations left.
It's
the
gone.
Tree's gone. Everything's cleaned up. My brother and I, Charlie, we took care of. We have a burning barrel here at the here at my parents' farm. I think. Burned everything. Burned the wreaths through the. Charlie took my son Robbie on a gator ride to go toss the tree on this
yes.
giant pile of stuff. And yeah, very 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 Brinson-y. A very Brinson Christmas involves lots of like outdoor work. We had an oyster roast, good stuff though.
Excellent, but Christmas is over. Decorations out, music is out.
Decorations are long gone. Yes.
And is there while we're on the topic of Christmas music, because we can make plans for next year, is there a best jam band Christmas album? Like I don't even really know. Like Does Fish...
I'm jealous. Our mutual friend Cara McLamb got to go to Warren Haynes' Christmas Jam
yes.
up in Asheville, and also I think there was a bunch of people who went to Smell the Glove at Lincoln Theater.
Yeah, that's standard. That always goes down.
I'm not a Raleigh guy. I'm just saying, like I don't know that there's a. I think the closest thing is probably Jimmy Smith's Christmas album, which is kind of, you know, it's more really more blues than.
Now that works, but maybe the answer is in true like jam band fashion, you can't put out a Christmas album. It's like the show that on the 22nd where they like wove into Christmas too. Like it would be a full right, show, right. Not just one Christmas album. All right, let's talk NFL football. I'm going to get to the Panthers in a second, but because the Broncos are fresh in my mind because they fired their coach. Give me the quick summary of what happened with Russell Wilson. How can he fall off so far?
Well, I would say that one of them, I mean, the biggest answer is probably like, I'm not sure. You know, we saw Russell Wilson hadn't really been good for like 18 months or a year and a half, season and a half now. You know, he suffered that hand injury with the Seahawks last year, didn't play well after the return. You could sort of chalk it up to the injury, but he quietly hadn't been playing that great before the injury as well. And, you know, I mean, he's older. It's not unreasonable to suggest that there could be a drop off in skill set, even though I think we all, at least those of us who have followed Russell's career closely for a long time, believe that he would be a good quarterback. You know, he told us he was going to play until he's 40 and he wanted to do that. And I guess when like Hall of Fame level quarterbacks tell us that, Brady, Rodgers, you know, it keeps happening. We're just sort of like, all right, like, all right, Russ says he's going to play till he's 40. Like, why would he not? To me, I think the biggest problem is that. So if you look at the timeline for this, the Broncos fired Vic Fangio, and they go out and they hire Nathaniel Hackett. Now the presumption was that when they hired Hackett, they wanted to trade for Aaron Rodgers, who was. Hackett was his old offensive coordinator in Green Bay. That didn't work out. Rodgers wanted to stay in Green Bay. And so then they go and trade for Russell Wilson. Well, after that, they go and sell the team to the Walton family, who, by the way, by miles the richest owners in the NFL, like
sure.
Five times richer than David Tepper, who's like five times richer than the next guy. and so now you have this sort of situation where you have an ownership group that didn't trade for Russ and didn't hire Hackett. And you have this dynamic of Hackett and Russ weren't really, you know, they weren't brought in to be together. They were excited about each other and excited about the new opportunities. But what happened, Hayes, was you could see it early on in the season. There were all these delay of game penalties. I mean, Peyton Manning explained this on the Manning cast. It's like basically Nathaniel Hackett was giving Russ three plays because Russ wanted ownership of the offense. And he would give him three plays and then Russ would pick one and call it in the huddle, and then the Broncos would go out and run that. Well, that's just not how you need to run an offense. Like, this is an extra layer of complexity that's wildly unnecessary. And I think that sort of got them off sync. You know, and once the pressure starts to build on an NFL team like that, it just became too much for the Broncos. I want to believe that Russ is not washed and that he can come back and have a productive season next year. But if somebody told me that he's done being a great NFL quarterback, I would kind of believe it. I mean, just given how he played this year, certainly you're going to want to find a coach who is an offensive guru that can try and get Russ back on the right track.
Yeah, it's just been interesting to watch. And he's a guy that, like you said, we believed him when he said he could play for a long time because he seems like one of those take care of your body, work out, you know, diligently. Am I crazy? I know it's not right these days to fat shame people. I'm not trying to do that, but doesn't he just look bigger?
It looks a little thicker. He looks like I feel after, like post holidays, you know?
I mean, yes. I know exactly what you mean.
And I mean, just in the sense of like, you know, like I haven't been like gorging myself, but I've had, you know, I don't normally eat three chocolate chip cookies a day. And maybe, you know, the last couple of days I have. And so you feel a little thicker and yeah, Russ does look a little thicker. I tend to agree with that. And so you wonder, did he get out of shape? Like what's the deal? I think it was the owner, Greg Penner, who's like the grandson-in-law of the Walmart founder, who just did a press conference like literally 5 minutes ago and said that, you know, they don't think the problem is Russ, but that Russ is going to have to work and focus and really dive in this offseason to correct some of the issues that they had. So, in other words, sort of a message sent to Russ, but wouldn't expect him to move on. It would be way too prohibitive from a salary cap perspective.
Yeah. Will Brinson joining us from the Pick Six podcast at CBS Sports. If Russell needs to look for guidance in turning things around, he needs to look no further than Los Angeles, where Baker Mayfield has resurrected his career in like two games. Here's the thing that this is naked eye. I don't get deep into the tape, and obviously I'm not watching as much NFL football as even like hardcore fans, certainly not guys who analyze the game. I can understand how a quarterback can go from a bad team to a better team and look better. That makes sense to me in theory. That's not crazy. But it felt like Baker was making throws where it was like, regardless of what the play call here was or whether the offensive line is blocking, he threw it to this guy 15 yards away, and the passes looked like they fluttered and like weren't sharp. And like it looked like they thought he couldn't throw the ball much more than 20 yards. And you didn't see much evidence to suggest they were wrong in calling plays like that. Like, and so that does seem weird to me when it goes from he seemed like either injury still hadn't recovered or whatever it was, not sharp, to, I mean, looks like a very, not great, but like a very much a starting NFL quarterback, which is very much not what he looked like at any time with the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, like with the Panthers, he looks worse than Sam Darnold. And yes. Now with like and now with the Rams, it's like, oh, you know, this guy looks like he could be a be the reason why they let Matthew Stafford walk this or like if Matthew Stafford retires, they'll be fine this offseason. Yeah. I mean, the best guess that I would have, and it's a great question because it's hard to say. I mean, he's not, you know, by the way, he's the first quarterback in NFL history to start for and then obviously to lose a game with three teams in the same calendar year. Because he lost with the Browns in January 2022, lost to the Panthers in several times, and then lost to the Rams his first game there. Good luck anybody else replicating that.
I don't know. Well, if they keep adding games. See, now more people are going to be playing games,
In January, right. Like the final week of the season is January 8th. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, you can get two games in. You got multiple chances to lose a game there late in the season now in a new year.
Exactly. So, I think the best answer would be Sean McVay. And that's not necessarily me saying that Sean McVay is a genius and that's why he's like just fixed Baker Mayfield. But I think sometimes, and you see, we saw this with like Carson Palmer and Bruce Arians, or if you want to dial it back even further, like Rich Gannon and John Gruden, where later in somebody's career, and it doesn't have to be the end of their career, for example, Baker, you just end up with a really good fit for not only your personality, but for your skill set as well. And I think that Sean McVay and Baker Mayfield are very similar in terms of their competitive intensity and their desire to win. And I think that they just sort of clicked the second he got there. And I think that's really interesting for the future of the Rams, because there is a chance Matthew Stafford walks away after this offseason. You know, he's had tons of health issues. I certainly wouldn't be surprised if he did. As the Matthew Stafford stan of the NFL media, I don't want him to, but do what's best for your health. And if that happens, I think Sean McVay, who would definitely consider going into television, would also be very enthused about staying in LA if Baker was there. They know Aaron Donald's coming back. You've got Cooper Kupp returning. I think that's probably it more than anything else. Baker, I believe, has had now in his career.
Start a journey, not a fad. Kick off your fitness journey with up to $500 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that will take your training to the next level with accessories like our cycling shoes, heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Join now and you'll see why 92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later. All access membership separate. Offer ends January 8th, 2023. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread Basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
McVay is either his sixth or seventh head coach, and like he's in his fifth year. I mean, maybe it's a play caller, but he had Hugh Jackson when he started, and then Hugh was fired. And he had Greg Williams as the interim, and then he had Freddie Kitchens, and then he had two guys with the Panthers. I mean, and now Sean McVay. I mean, it's an insane list of just play callers that he's had to deal with. And so you sort of wonder, like, maybe this is also the first competent play caller, competent head coach that he's had in his career too.
Yeah. Will Brinson joined us from the Pick Six podcast. More power to Baker Mayfield, but it's a stunning turnaround to see what he's doing. The other interesting thing for quarterback play for the Panthers this year, and I described it earlier, is like Sam Darnold being average is awesome for the Panthers. He threw 15 of 22 for 250 yards, one touchdown, no interception. We do not need spectacular quarterback play. We need average, never terrible quarterback play to shine as a team, and that's what they do. What is the move now for the Panthers? Because, I feel like there's part of you that says all they need is a quarterback to complete the solution, right? They obviously have a good defense. they could use another playmaker on offense, but like if Hubbard and Deontay Foreman are a good backfield and DJ Moore is a good consistent piece, they could be good. But is the move now, I guess as a fan, I'm tired of like just guessing on the next quarterback, right?
Right.
And I know you are always guessing when you draft or whatever, but I'm like, am I talking myself into Sam Darnold? Like, add another piece or two through the draft that are playmakers. And, like, let's see what we can do with a season of just average. Be the 17th best quarterback in the NFL, and let's have the number one defense and, like, a top five rushing. And we're not going to win the Super Bowl, but that could get us to the NFC Championship. Am I crazy getting excited about Sam Darnold?
Maybe a little crazy.
All right.
Well, but I think that there's a large segment of Panthers fans, and I've heard from – my cousins who came in town from Charlotte over Thanksgiving, and then you know how it is. Like you go to, you know, you have people over for the holidays, and
they want to talk about the Panthers. Yeah.
Right. They want to ask you like, hey, so, what's the deal with Steve Wilks? And I'm like, all right. I have no problem talking about it, obviously, but it's like everybody's sort of, it feels like there's a large segment of Panthers fans who, and I'd be really curious to see how this plays out, but like would be, like you say, kind of fine. Like, let's just roll Steve Wilks and Sam Darnold back out there next year, even if they just miss the playoffs, and like just add some pieces and see if this is a potentially winning formula or a 500 formula, or like maybe more given how, you know, Tom Brady could be gone from this division. The Falcons don't look like, you know, none of these teams would look like the Panthers. If Tom Brady leaves, the Panthers could just be the favorite to win this division.
with a 7.5 over-under win to projected win total to be the favorites in the division.
But I think the problem is I would just be so surprised if David Tepper was willing to go that route himself, because I think he is so driven by the idea of a superstar quarterback and so driven by the idea of a superstar coach. Now, what may happen is the question becomes like, you know, with Steve Wilks as an interim and then Sam Darnold as a free agent, like, would he be, he could easily go out and try to find, you know, interview Wilks, try and land some big fish in the coaching game. And then when he realizes he can't, and it's likely he will realize that, come back and get Wilks. And then you go and sign Darnold, who may be comfortable playing in Carolina now that if he knows the coach and he knows the system and he believes that it's a good fit for him. So I think it's still on the table. I would just be – just given how David Tepper has played his cards so far as an owner, I would just be surprised if he was willing to accept the status quo coming out of this year.
It's crazy. I will say on principle, I can say this. Nothing to do with Steve Wilks. I am an anti-promote-the-interim guy.
Same thing.
In general. So, like, that one is a little bit easier. And, like, yeah, you got to go to Steve Wilks and ask him what he does want to – where he does want to be a part of the team moving forward. But I'm on team – don't promote the interim.
Promoting the interim is usually a bad idea, because the interim is usually given the benefit of the doubt by the players to more motivated and they play harder, and it sort of feels like a flash in the pan. Now, having said that, Wilks had been with this team a long time. He's been a head coach before. This is not like some random guy with no experience whatsoever who got a shot at being the interim head, and he's been an interim head coach for like longer than Matt Rhule's been the head coach this year too, right?
Right. Yeah. It feels like a little more than interim. All right, final question for you, Will Brinson. What's your guess for the number one most purchased alcohol at North Carolina ABC stores in the year 2022?
Oh, that's a great question. Like as in like vodka or bourbon or
No. We're talking brand. We're going brand.
Brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could get this. It's like, I just feel like you see it around a lot, and it's one of those, like, it's good enough that everybody would get it, even if you
is it dark or clear?
I'll give you that hint. It's clear.
I'll say Tito's.
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
And then, he does not necessarily have to know alcohol. He just knows other people's alcohol. Tito's just seems, it does seem like standard, right? You're like, I don't know what they're going to do.
I didn't know if this was a because you got to factor in the summer months. You're not going to have, you're not going to be pounding bourbon in the summer months.
That's true. That's smart. Tito's year round.
Now I thought it might be a trick question like related to tequila. I was going to go Espolón Blanco, but I think Tito's is so just If you bring Tito's, if you have Tito's at your party, no one is going to give you crap about the quality of your alcohol without you having to spend up at, like, you know, go get some Grey Goose or something like that.
You are correct. Will Brinson, he knows NFL and he knows North Carolina ABC stores. We will give you more from that list later in the show. Brinson, enjoy the rest of your holiday week and enjoy, I guess, J.J. Watt retirement news or whatever.
J.J. Watt retiring, first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. And, of course, Friday, Amtrak. Mayonnaise. Dave Doran.
You'll be there at the Mayo Bowl. Have fun. Have fun, my man. Good to see you.
All right.
Start a journey, not a fad. Kick off your fitness journey with up to $500 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that will take your training to the next level with accessories like our cycling shoes, heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Join now and you'll see why 92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later. All access membership separate. Offer ends January 8th, 2023. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread Basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.